Ireland has a unique education system. I suppose schooling systems are pretty unique to every country. In the Irish context, the churches have played a very important role in the education system. And particularly at primary level, at primary first level, the Catholic Church is the patron, the owner of the vast majority of schools in the country. And whilst that probably made more sense when the population was almost completely Catholic, now there's a changing population profile, and there is general agreement that there should be some rebalancing of the system to take account of that. So the Irish Bishops Conference made clear from some years ago that it was open to the possibility of other forms of patronage, additional forms of school ownership and patronage being introduced, and the government established a forum to report on that, and the report of that forum is the document that was published by the government.
Now, Father Michael, what did that report contain, its recommendations, its concerns?
Well, the main intention of the report is to facilitate some transfer of Catholic schools to other bodies. And the report, interestingly, suggests a very phased and incremental approach. Some people of a more secular mindset have been arguing strongly for a major change in patronage, ownership of schools in the Republic of Ireland. The report doesn't go along agree with that scenario. What it proposes instead is a slow incremental approach whereby by testing parental, the opinion of parents in certain areas, if it was established that most parents wanted a school of a different type, not a Catholic school, then the Catholic patron, the Catholic owner of the school would try and facilitate that. I think in all this, what we need to be clear about, because countries vary from one country to another, in the Irish education system, because of the Irish constitution, the rights of parents are paramount in the schooling system. The Irish constitution states that parents are the primary educators of their children, not the state. And therefore, the state, is, in a sense, must provide help to parents to provide the type of schools that parents want. So we know for certain that a very large number of parents want Catholic schools, and they will continue to have them. But for parents who want a different form of school, we're now entering a partnership approach to try and provide for that.
Father Drim, you speak there of a secular-minded part of society who wanted a greater transfer of education from Catholic patronage. What does the Catholic Church want? What is the Catholic Church in Ireland's vision for formation? I mean, we cannot get away from the fact that perhaps the last two or three generations, Catholic formation, not education on a wider scope, but Catholic formation has been weak in some areas. What is the bishop's vision for Catholic formation?
The vision definitively is that home, school and parish need to work together. Very recently, just a year ago, the Irish Bishops Conference published a new national directory on catechesis called Shared Good News. And that has a vision that school, home and parish need to come into a closer nexus, a closer working relationship. Arguably, the Irish Church has been overly dependent on schools for the provision of faith formation, and that parishes and homes, in a sense, abdicated some of their responsibility onto the schooling system. So what we want to do now is strengthen our schools, but also place more responsibility on parishes and indeed on parents and the home environment to support faith formation. Our schools, pretty uniquely maybe in Europe, have been hugely involved in faith formation and have been very successful in many respects, but there's no doubt in a more secular society the school needs more support from home and parish. So that's very much the vision looking to the future, is a stronger role for parish and home in supporting the school.
Some commentators have spoken of a lost generation, if not two, in Catholic formation in Ireland. The people who teach religion or Catholic formation in schools, religious teachers, what qualifications are required from them before they can become formators? And if we've lost a generation or two, are you confident in the capacity of parents and their ability to teach children about faith in the home?
Well, taking the teacher's question first, the vast majority of primary schools in the Republic of Ireland are Catholic schools. Therefore, in fact, pretty uniquely in Europe, virtually all primary school teachers must teach religion. And therefore, naturally, there's a varied picture. Some teachers are hugely committed and have done excellent work. Other teachers, obviously, might have a crisis of faith in their own lives. They might have a limited faith awareness, and therefore, naturally, they would be weaker in their ability to deliver the programme. So because we have so many Catholic schools, in a as a result, therefore, naturally, we have a mixed picture when it comes to teacher quality. But all teachers must go through a program of formation. The teacher education colleges, there are Catholic teacher education colleges which provide that education for them. But in looking to the future, of course, everyone agrees that we're in a period of change. We're in a much more secular environment, and there's going to have to be a renewed emphasis on formation and evangelization. And I suppose the whole process of a new evangelization is one that we're only beginning to think about. We're an old country, an old Catholic country, and we have to learn from others about new ways of doing things. But whatever plan we put in place, it will be built on a very close relationship between home, school and parish, and hopefully that those three aspects of faith formation would actually reinforce one another.